Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said today Americans should have no concerns after North Korea and President Trump traded fiery threats.
I think the president just wanted to be clear to the North Korean regime that the U.S., you know, unquestionable ability to defend itself, will defend itself and its allies. And I think it was important that he deliver that message to avoid any miscalculation on their part.
That was after President Trump threatened North Korea with fire and fury like the world has never seen, and North Korea threatened a military strike on the U.S. territory of Guam. Joining us now is Greg Jaffe, who covers national security for The Washington Post. Greg, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And how are you reading the president's rhetoric and what Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, is saying today?
You know, I think it's clear what they want the end game to be. They want to push the North Koreans to talks, and they want to convince the North Koreans that they're serious and that there need to be talks. And so it seems like all of the efforts with regard to their messages and the messages to China are designed towards that end.
But are they sending a mixed message? When we hear about fire and fury, that doesn't sound like, now join us for talks.
It doesn't. And it sounds different than the way previous presidents have talked. And I guess we can sort of debate the wisdom of it. But that does seem to be the end game. And, you know, in the past, I suppose presidents would say that they were promised a proportional response, I think was the phrase Obama tended to use. But certainly, I think the notion that there would be a military aspect to it is critical. You mean that's what's going to drive them to the table, the idea that there's a military alternative that's on the table.
You've been writing about the National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, and the challenges that he's facing this summer. Do you have a sense of what his advice might be on North Korea?
You know, it's hard to know because he hasn't talked about it. Clearly, I think he believes that the North Koreans need to feel some pain and they need to feel a little concerned about the possibility of military action. And so those are, I'm sure, the things that he's pushing. I mean, McMaster, through history, you know, he's a big believer in American power and American strength, and that, you know, we have to operate from a position of strength. And I think that's where both he and the president are trying to maneuver us right now.
So take us inside the debate that's going on about national security inside the White House. What is the conflict then between McMaster and advisors such as Steve Bannon?
Yeah, I think on North Korea, there's not a big conflict. Mm. I think the conflict tends to come in more on other issues. You know, North Korea, there's a sort of a limited path there and a really serious threat. So there's, I think, relatively universal agreement and not great options. A place where there's disagreement and not great options is probably in Afghanistan, where there seems to be the sort of greatest division or the most clear division. And I think McMaster is a big believer in, you know, we've been at this for 16 years, that this war is winnable. It's going to require some extra resources, a firm commitment, and some time. And I think the Bannon and some of the other nationalists within the administration don't see it as worth the time and the effort, and either they'd like to pull out or try something radically different. Then I think there's a third category, which involves folks like Secretary of State Tillerson, who's somewhere in the middle.
And where does Trump come down, or do we know yet?
I don't know. That's the interesting part. You know, Donald Trump says two things on this sort of simultaneously. One is he says, you know, he wants to win, which suggests strength and resolve and commitment. The other thing he says is he wants to get out. So as we wrote in the piece, he sort of wants to do more and less at the same time. And that's a pretty serious contradiction. So how he squares that, how McMaster squares that remains to be seen. My guess or my gut is that Trump is a little bit more towards the Bannon camp than he is towards the McMaster camp, or he would have signed off on this strategy. This debate's been going on for months and months now.
The Wall Street Journal has an editorial today about this fight and came awfully close to calling for Bannon to be fired. They said Bannon has been responsible for much of the White House dysfunction. Is it likely that either Bannon or McMaster ends up losing his job because of what's going on?
I don't think over Afghanistan, just because I don't think Afghanistan, despite the huge amounts of money, despite our great long history there, it's just not a front burner issue. It's a sort of second burner issue. But it's interesting in this debate because I think it clarifies the poles of the debate. And I think we're likely to see the same issues come up again and again in places like Iraq and Syria. You know, Mosul's been liberated, or ISIS has been driven from Mosul. The Islamic State will soon likely be driven from Raqqa. And I think there will be a big debate about what kind of presence do we need to have in these places to ensure that the Islamic State doesn't come back. How concern should we be about successor organizations to the Islamic State? Because if the last 15 years have taught us anything, there will be a successor organization to it. And I think that's where you'll start to see, again, the same tensions that we've had on Afghanistan crop up again.
Is there likely to be a new strategy coming on Afghanistan?
You know, I don't know. I think, yes, they're working towards it, but it's been months and months, and it feels like we're a little bit at loggerheads. The same thing with regard to the Islamic State. I don't know if you remember when President Trump was first inaugurated, he pledged, within 30 days, he told the Pentagon to come up with a counter-Islamic State strategy. The Pentagon produced a document, but that document hasn't been formally signed off on either. It was sent to the White House in March, but that's still being debated. Will we have a formal counter-Islamic strategy as well? I don't know.
That's Greg Jaffe, who covers national security for The Washington Post. Greg, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.